For that, we heard Neve Parsons, unaccompanied a cappella there, Sweet Daffodil Mulligan, from her fine album Kind Providence, which she made with Graham Dunn. Great, great album. Definitely a keeper. And if you don't have a copy, you should. Prior to that was John Roberts and Deborah Cowan with The Broadside Man from Ballads Long and Short. And then we heard the Heartstring Quartet, Nola Casey singing Willie Taylor there, and then a set of three tunes, The Connet Heifer, Over the Hills, and The Boys of Port a Ferry. It is 9:01. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. It will be in the mid-80s today, so not quite as oppressive as some of those days this past weekend, but it will still feel yucky because, of course, the rain that we got Saturday night did not successfully drive away the humidity. And we are still in the midst of a drought. So be aware if you go outside, yes, again, it will be like being slapped with a wet dish towel. Other than that, the Pats are playing another preseason game this Thursday with the Chicago Bears. They did quite well against the New Orleans Saints. And Jimmy G did pretty decent for a first preseason game. So we'll hope he continues, and we'll hope for less injuries. The good news on that front is Rob Ninkovich was actually seen at practice the other day. The Sox beat up on the Diamondbacks. If only we could play the Diamondbacks for the rest of the month and into September, but not to be. The schedule is against us. We're playing a ton of games away from Fenway, and we are still two games out of first place and going up against some very, very good teams. So we'll find out if they actually squeak their way in. Who can say? It's definitely, I don't know anybody who has a good forecast for the Pats or the Sox. So that's what we know. It's 9:04. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We'll segue into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. And we'll hear some blues first, amazingly enough. Yeah.
Everybody's talking about the trickle down, but the money up top ain't spreading around.
They give you a nickel, then they take your dime. They call it a trickle, but I call it a crime. Got the trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
The trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Guess I'm lucky, my feet got shoes. Got the trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
There's voodoo out across the land. A whole lot of money in too few hands.
Ain't somebody got some kind of plan to lend some help to the working man?
Got the trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
If you're rich, you just can't lose. Got the trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Trickle down Exxon, trickle down Trump. All that money goes trickling up. The only kind of shelter that I know is a mission church where the homeless go.
Champagne and wine. You'll see me in the welfare line. Got the trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Got the trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
I try so hard, but I just feel used. Got the trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Now if I were a millionaire,
I'd pay my taxes without a care.
But I'll be working till I'm 89.
And when I die, I won't have a dime.
Got the trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Guess I'm lucky my feet got shoes. Got the trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Got the trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Got the trickle down blues.
Trickle down is my philosophy. Let something else trickle down on me.
Drink, gonna need a helmet to get me through life. Walk across the water, blame it on foolish pride. Lifting me up, tearing me down. Oh, you give me his innocence in a classic run. Sipping on Crown Roll. Gonna need a shelter, baby, it's your call. Hard to find true with you when you're living in your own zone. Lifting me up, tearing me down. All you give me is indecision, a crisis. Look out!
reception, same kind of pain. All that's left for you, my love, is left for me to gain. Holding you close, biding your time. All I find true within when you live it in your own mind. Lifting me up, tearing me down. Oh, you give me this indecision, a classic run around. Bringing me higher, keeping me up.
my window I find the view. The one I'd been trying to find. It'd been spitting rain all day, and the sky was a deep, dark, ugly, mean gray. And I was just fighting for the light. And the heavens opened wide. Oh, the clouds, they did divide. And all that I could see, all that I could see, for miles and miles and miles in between were blue skies, all the way from here to South Carolina. Blue skies, oh, the gray had turned to color in my eyes. And blue skies, goodbye. Filled my mind for blue skies. There's hope for another day, hope for another day with blue skies. One mind, and I was teaching myself, breathe in and let go. Oh, I offered up a little prayer. Oh, I promised myself I could keep it right there, but all its earnestness just made it up and take flight. Then the heavens opened wide.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, it's 9:27. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We heard from three local bands there. That was Horse Mode with a Summer Ham from All You Ever Talk About Is Jazz. Johnny Blazes and the Pretty Boys gave us Blue Skies. Helena Gay from an album she produced back in 1999. Definitely think it's time for a new one. Ms. Gay H. Sheldon. That's Hard Road from her album Souvenirs. Prior to that, we heard Joe Bonamassa with Dust Bowl from his Live at Radio City Music Hall. And we started off with Eddie Detel and the Five Empty Pockets with A Trickle Down Blues. All right, then. You'll notice this is not the usual sort of music we play, but, you know, I kind of always feel a little melancholy towards the end of the summer. It's still sort of summery out, but the signs of college students returning here to the Boston area, the realization that autumn will be coming, and then winter's not far behind. I found myself thinking, geez, I really should order those boot trays before the winter gets here. So that's the way my mind's been running. But before we leave the local scene, we wanted to let you know, for fans of Amanda Palmer and Brian Viglione, yes, the Dresden Dolls are getting back together again for a show on August 29th. With a wonderful band, Power Bottom, who we first heard at Once in Somerville. Should be a fantastic show. Just go ahead and Google them. But we're going to play a couple of our favorite Dresden Dolls songs, so you'll forgive me while I indulge myself.
So don't touch, don't believe in you're immune to gravity and stuff. Don't get me wet because bandages will all come off.
You can tell from the smoke at the stake that the current state is critical. But it is the little things I'm saying. The time it takes to break it, she can make up 10 excuses.
Excuse her for the day, it's just the way the medication makes her.
I don't necessarily believe there is a cure for this, so I might join your century, but only as a doubtful guess. Time is too precarious, removed as necessary.
Boy sitting on the shelf, he is just a toy, but I turn him on and he comes to life. Automatic joy, that is why I want a coin operated boy. Made of plastic and elastic, he is rugged and long lasting. be real experienced with girls, but I know he feels like a boy should feel. Isn't that the point? That is why I want a coin operated boy with a pretty coin operated voice, saying that he loves me, that he's thinking of me, straight and to the point. That is why I want a coin operated boy.
Dresden Dolls with Girl Anachronism and Coin Operated Boy. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. And in case you missed the first hour, I will be on a break next week, so we'll read for 2 weeks to get you caught up. Today, August the 16th, is St. Roch's Day. Take precautions against contagious diseases. St. Roch, a selfless 14th century plague doctor, is invoked against all infectious diseases. His feast day falls at the height of the most dangerous season for epidemics. Pleasant thought that. August 17th, time to gather garden seeds. Fear rain now to lay unharvested corn. But we do need rain. We are in a drought here in Massachusetts and still continuing in a drought. And farmers are having to pay for water since their irrigation ponds are dry. So by all means, if you're able to, there's local farmers markets every day of the week in the metropolitan Boston area. Get out and buy some local produce. It always tastes best the first day it's picked, and support your local farmers. August the 18th, St. Helena's Day, employ house leek against lightning and burns. St. Helena, historically the formidable mother of the Emperor Constantine, is invoked against fire, tempest, and lightning. August the 19th, mice are now breeding apace, along with other creatures of the fields. And of course, if you don't have a cat, you can start expecting to see field mice coming into any cracks in your basement. August the 20th, revive overworked harvesters, make shot or harvest drink. And this is a recipe from Mistress Clark's book of the 18th century. To make a harvester's drink called shot, take a gallon of water, put a little of it into a pan with half a pound of oatmeal, a pound of sugar, the juice of an orange and a lemon, and their rind sliced small. Boil them for 10 minutes, then add the rest of the water, take from the fire, and stir well until it is cold. So this was a revivifying drink, and some version of it can still be made today, particularly for those folks who have to work outdoors. August the 21st, in hot weather, use the silver weed of harvest fields, alias wild tansy or traveler's ease, against a sunburn and sweaty feet. William Coles's Adam in Eden of 1657 notes the water of wild tansy cleanseth the skin of all discolorings therein as sunburning, also pimples, freckles, and the like. But the leaves steeped in white wine or buttermilk is far better, But the best way of all is to steep it in strong white wine vinegar, the face being often bathed or washed therein. August the 22nd, anniversary of the Battle of Bosworth, 1485, when Richard III was defeated and killed by Henry VII. And for those folks who follow such things across the pond, you'll note that Henry's body was discovered in a car park and received a ritual reburial. This past year, in a truly magnificent display of pageantry that lasted for most of the week, and many people who were members of the Richard III Society were invited for viewing. And if you look at past posts of Caitlin Matthews, you will find some gorgeous photographs that she took while she was waiting in line to view the cattle fact. August the 23rd, the sun enters the house of Virgo. This from the calendar of shepherds of 1604. The man born under Virgo shall be a good householder, ingenious and solicitous to his work, shamefast and of a great courage, but he will soon be angry. Scarcely shall he be a while with his first wife. He shall be in peril by water. He shall have a wound with iron, and shall live 70 years after nature. The woman shall be shamefast, ingenious, and painstaking. She ought to be wed at 12 years, but she shall not be long with her first husband. Her life shall be sometime in peril. She shall have dolor at 10 years, and if she escape, shall live 70 years. She shall bring forth virtuous fruit, and everything shall favor her. Man and woman both shall suffer many temptations. They shall delight to live in charity, but they shall suffer much wheresoever it be. So there you go. One wonders if the person who wrote this down actually lived with a Virgo person. People who have an abundance of Virgo in their charts, you know them by their fruits. They tend to be endless detail people and are the only folks who can do the right job. August the 24th, Barthelmas, the feast of Saint Bartholomew the Apostle. Saint Bartholomew, according to legend, was martyred by being skinned alive. Hence, he is the patron of butchers, skinners, tanners, bookbinders, and all leather workers. This day, famous for its fairs, like the Great Bartholomew Fair at Smithfield in London, was long known as Black Bartholomew in remembrance of the wholesale massacre of French Protestants in Paris on August the 24th, 1572. If Barthelmas Day be fine and clear, you may hope for a prosperous autumn this year. Some say that Saint Bartholomew brings in the cooler autumn weather. Saint Bartholomew brings the cold dew, and that his day ends the 40 days of rain presaged by a wet St. Swithin's. All the tears St. Swithin can cry, St. Bartholomew's mantle can wipe dry. August the 25th, seek cures for diseases of the wombs, thighs, and inward parts, which are governed by Virgo. August the 26th, harvest by now well advanced, makes strengthening potage for harvest workers. Reap well, scatter not, gather clean that is shorn, bind fast, shock apace, have an eye to thy corn. From Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry of 1573. August the 27th, wild poppies, also called corn roses and harvesters, growing everywhere among the corn. And that is the end of our 2 weeks, and I will return on August the 29th. Well, we're going to hear something from Sharon Knight, who's now safely back from her extended summer tour. And she says she's going to sleep for a week, and I believe it. But in the meantime, you can buy her fine album, Portals, which she did with a number of her wonderful musician friends. And this is from Sharon Knight's Portals. And then we'll hear something from Jaggery, and something from Kate Chadbourne, and something from Emperor Norton. Yeah.
to me.
That was Kate Chadbourn with For Sprightliness and Spirit from her album Well-Wishing Songs, Sharon Knight with Scent of Your Skin from Portals, and I'm afraid we have run out of time here on Between the Worlds, so we will have to wait until my return from New York State before we hear from Emperor Norton's Stationary Marching Band, Mephistophelian Manifesto. Oh, what a great alliterative title. Our local bands are so talented. So we're going out with fine local band, and as we mentioned the other week, Molly Sastry, the lead singer for Jaggery's Voice, is recovering well, and she just had a really nasty case of laryngitis. So here's Jaggery from their album Crux with This Way, That Way. Thank you.
light and shadow. Can one exist without the other? One casts a spell, one casts a pall. But different.